This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Of our thoughts when it comes to our food supply, the people who are in charge of growing produce, that is the American family farmer, the story of farms from sea to sea, north to south, story of farms all over our country on the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to go through yet another success story, giving you hope for the future. It's tough. I was, as I talked to my cattle dealer about the cows, some of the cows we were going to bring to the farm this summer, because I keep some in different places over the winter and move them back to the farm in the main farm, the home farm in the summertime. We were off talking about the USDA and the things that are happening on the farm, this whole world of organic milk or organic produce. Generally speaking, and what the U.S. government has done to it, the way we come up with crazy ideas for products. But interestingly enough, demand is still surging for organic food, organic dairy. The number of organic acres in crop are on the rise this year, but the demand is leaving processors and retailers struggling to secure supply, so they make things up. There's these new rules. You may or may not have heard the conversation that this product, carrageenan, C-A-R-R-A-G-E-E-N-A-N, which is widely used as an emulsifier in regular food, now the government, in a continuing watering down of the real meaning of the term organic, has allowed this to be used. And a lot of consumer groups, researchers, say the ingredient causes inflammation, and inflammation causes distress in your system. Inflammation is responsible for disease. That's what disease is, inflammation of certain parts of your body. So the links between carrageenan and stomach pain and glucose intolerance and type 2 diabetes have been easily connected. The National Organic Standards Board, two-thirds of them, they're the advisory arm on organics for the USDA, voted to withdraw approval of using this emulsifier, but USDA doesn't have to follow its advice and hasn't. So here's the USDA, U.S. Agriculture Department, ruling that carrageenan can be used in organic foods. And it isn't organic. So why the heck is it in there? Even before the decision from the USDA, several manufacturers had been working to remove carrageenan from their products. Organic Valley is one of them. Stonyfield another. Eden Foods, yet another, trying to get carrageenan away because they know it's not organic, and they know that this contributes to the bastardization of the term and people not respecting it. There's much more respect these days for local and natural than there is organic. And this is, once again, the government completely screwing things up. This is the second time in 30 years the USDA has gone against the Organic Standards Board's recommendation. So National Organic Standard Board has been in existence for 30 years. USDA has not taken their advice twice, and this is a very important aspect of what it is that makes food organic. So, you know, I'm looking at the stats here. Sales of organic fruit, vegetables, nuts increased dramatically. Look at the numbers in the recent years here. The half of U.S. households are now purchasing at least some organic produce because they realize, I've told this story on this program before and elsewhere on other programs that I do, the reality is that this stuff gets into your system. The spray, the residual, the main ingredient of Roundup, when they spray all that stuff around, stays in the fruits and the vegetables. And I found this out myself this year in my blood work when I went to the doctor to have the blood test. He's looking at the things that are in my system, and he said, look at this. I said, what do you mean? This is the main ingredient in Roundup, and you got lots of it in your system. And that's because I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. And even if you wash them, the likelihood of you getting this stuff out of the food that you're eating is it's nil, because the product that is Roundup, the main ingredient, gets into the fabric and the fiber of the fruit and the vegetables. And so washing it on the outside doesn't do anything for what's inside, what's crept into the apple or the pear or the raspberry or the strawberry or whatever else it is that you're buying or you're, because this program is for the locavores, want to use the products from the family farm. The pressure on food companies to find this organic, to meet the organic market, has led to increased imports, a lot of that stuff. And you don't know whether they can say it's organic, but how do we prove? They're going to go and see what's going on their farms, these outfits from other countries? No. So hopefully as the organic produce market continues to grow, creating a lot of opportunities for growers like many of you, hopefully it's not going to be compromised by these other things that are a deterrent from for those who really want organic, who really believe in it. They don't take it seriously anymore. They don't. There's a new partnership between the Organic Trade Association and the USDA, established to provide guidance for growers transitioning to organic production. And that hopefully will give you an opportunity in your area, if you don't have organic markets, to have them. This, unfortunately, there's a gap. Fraudulent certifications, both domestically, and the fact that we don't really know what is being brought in here from other countries, makes this not credible, I find it anyway. And so we struggle with this, and hopefully we'll be able to come to some resolve, because it is an important sector. It's an important market for those of us to sell our products. In a moment, we're going to meet Liddell Steiner, who is from Tilmore Farm Equipment. The focus is going to be on how to find the right equipment if you have a small farm. And so I think this is right up the alley. A lot of people looking for this time of year is a great time of year to be buying things at auctions or new things. So we'll have some advice for you if you have a small farm. What do you need for equipment? That information coming up here on the American Family Farmer.
The Geek Out. Not to make you feel old, but the 30th anniversary of the Sega Genesis grows close, so yep, a miniature classic edition of the much-beloved gaming console has been announced. Now, this would mark the first time Sega has built a piece of hardware since the 2001 Dreamcast. The announcement made by Sega sounds like they'll work to release a miniature version of the original Genesis console and give it some modern improvements like high definition. Sega did not reveal any sort of list of games or even if Sonic 3 would be included, but duh, it almost has to. And we'll keep you posted on all the details of when this Sega Genesis Classic becomes available and for how much, and we'll do that here and on Twitter at The Geek Out.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is the song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with Winch's cookie drink and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich and a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, we have 16 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Get our weekly podcast of the important information in synopsis form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll see in an aggregate sense a summary of all of the topics, and it's archived there at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So learn a lot about a lot of different things as we try to help the American family farmer and the farm businesses. And this is a perfect example of the family farmer businesses that support small farms. Liddell Steiner comes with a background in farming. He has a company called Tillmore Farm Equipment. So I want to start our conversation, Liddell, by an experience that I had. This sort of, I hope, sets the pace for this. I live in an area where there are a lot of CSAs, community-supported agriculture. There may be 4 acres, 10 acres, 15 acres, whatever, on these smaller farms. And they have equipment that basically goes back to our early ancestry. The 1930s saw McCormick Deering come out with some fabulous products. The Farmall tractors, the Farmall A, the Farmall C, they continue to be produced, the H and the M, into the 50s. So a lot of these smaller farms have used these old Cubs. They're Cubs, the Farmall Cub as well, smaller than the A, put cultivators on them, use them for all kinds of things on these smaller farms. And then I found out from the guy that services a lot of my older tractors that he's not really selling. He's got 3 or 4 A's in his yard, and he can't sell them. I said, why can't you sell them? He said, because a couple of these CSAs had instances where the tractors rolled over. There were no roll bars on them. And so in one circumstance, an operator got killed. And so now they're all rustling and hustling around to try to find newer tractors that meet the standards, and they're finding it very, very expensive. Is that your experience? Is that how you got started meeting that need, so to speak?
Yeah, so thanks, Doug. Yes, I think you're addressing quite a few of the challenges that we've observed, both the access to good equipment and getting equipment available to growers, and then also safe equipment. So whether it be roll bar or other safety start features, those are kinds of things that were not on the necessarily minds of the engineers back in the 40s and 50s, but something that we very much are paying attention today about.
Well, why is that? Let's deal with why that's a problem, Liddell, and I'm going to give you my synopsis. There are a lot of people, especially I have next door to me on my farm, a CSA, and it's run with lots of people who love the idea of eating good fresh food, but they are clueless. I mean mindlessly clueless when it comes to operating equipment, and so they do dangerous things that they don't know are dangerous, and they get themselves into a jam.
I think that's part of it. I think being aware and of not knowing the dangers. I know that, you know, in general, the statistics say that agriculture and farming is one of the most dangerous occupations.
Yeah.
And I think either whether you are a traditional farmer, have been around for a long time, or a newer one, sometimes just getting and running, because farming is so busy and there's so much happening and so much you need to do, it can just be sometimes you forget even the most basic things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yesterday I was on and off 4 tractors in the course of several hours doing 4 different things that all needed to be done that ended up fixing a problem that needed to be fixed at this time of year. But, yeah, we jump from one to the other. Sometimes I forget which tractor I'm on, what's the shifting mechanism of this one versus that one. You know, are the brakes good on this tractor? Are they not good on that tractor? Those sorts of things. But you get that with experience, and I think, sadly, a lot of the kids and even middle-aged folks that are working on these farms don't have a clue. So let's address this. We have suggestions for fixing the problem here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Liddell Steiner from the Tillmore Farm Equipment Company. So let's talk about the idea. I was just thinking, actually, as I was listening to that song, Liddell, the way that we have to work our way through problems that we have and what we can afford and what we can't afford, especially the challenges that we see today where Americans don't understand anymore what it costs to really grow good food. And the middlemen so often are the ones making the money, not the farmers, unless you're buying directly from the source, which is what we're trying to encourage here on this program. So your business, you're headquartered where? Where is your dealership?
So we're located in Oroville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Which is near, I went to school in Ohio, and I can't tell you that I know where Oroville is.
It's in about an hour south of Cleveland.
Oh, okay. So near Akron, Youngstown.
That's correct. Akron area, yeah.
Area. Okay, got it. All right, so you've been on the farm for four generations, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so with all this experience, you and your family have designed and built things that, you know, this is one of the great stories. I remember growing up, the guy, the welding torch, or the cutting torch and the welding equipment were the best friends because you could figure out most anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing there are a lot of people now who are making stuff for themselves, and then they say, well, why don't we create this for others? Is that your story?
A little bit, yeah. So I can't take ownership of the full story. So my grandparents, Marvin and Mary, raised seven wonderful boys. And those seven boys kind of early on tinkered and really developed tools, fixing them, making them, designing them for their farm. And then in their more older years or later years, as they got into kind of looking into careers, they started manufacturing equipment. And this goes back to the mid-70s and on into the future, whether they be tractors, feed handling equipment, mixers, silo loaders, and now with Tillmore today.
Mm-hmm. So you say they made tractors. Did they modify existing tractors? Because I don't know this name associated with tractors.
They modified, you know, on the farm their existing ones, but they also manufactured the Steiner tractor. It's a small four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay. Tractor. All right. Yeah. Yes, I got it. Now I know the name. Yeah. And so that still is a business today, is it not?
That is. They sold that in the 80s. Today, we also manufacture now currently the Ventrac line of equipment.
So why is this good for smaller? You're trying to build things that can be used on the small farm.
That's correct.
Is that the best market, or is that just a market that you found that not being satisfied by any of the other big manufacturers, whether it be Mahindra, which is basically just a tractor company, or John Deere that makes everything? You know, where do you fit in that scheme?
Yeah, so the challenge is, as you already identified, there's a lot of good old equipment in the U.S. that people can purchase that has been built well and might be still available. There are some limitations, both whether it be getting parts or also, as you already mentioned, the safety aspects of some of the older equipment. And as we looked into developing equipment for smaller growers, we also had interest both on the local level in the U.S. side, but also internationally, and realizing that access to good small equipment for smaller growers just here locally and around the world is a missing link, and we wanted to be part of that solution.
Okay. So how much I want to sort of continue on by looking at our old friend, the government, and how much they get involved, how much they mess up your business, because that seems to be a trend no matter what aspect of agriculture or what aspect of any business you're in. The government is doing a fine job of screwing things up for the people involved. So let's find out whether they're helping you, hurting you, or not bothering you. Hopefully it'll be two of the three. And the right two or three. American Family Farmer Time is 20.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
34 at the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with Liddell Steiner, who comes from a long line of farmers in Ohio. They started making their own equipment and have developed a business that is not only national but international when it comes to focusing on the smaller farms. So do you find there's no competition in this, Liddell, or are some of the bigger companies seeing what you're doing and trying to knock you off?
I think it's important to note that we're in this as we see needs and identify challenges with small growers, and we believe that as a smaller manufacturer that we can provide the necessary support, service, and quality equipment that's needed. And so that's where we're at, and that's what we're working on doing. There may be others looking to do similar things. We're not sure. We don't know, but that's we're staying focused on what we believe our vision and mission is.
All right. So are you a farmer? Are you still farming, or are you a manufacturer? You, Liddell, and people in your family, you have a wife, you've got children, you have a 114-acre certified organic farm in Wayne County, Ohio. So which do you do both? And if you do, which do you prefer?
Once again, going back, we have a large extended family, and so we're all involved in a variety of ways. And so yesterday, for example, I went home from work and on my day job working with Tillmore, and my evening job, it was helping while we had the nice sun and weather, sowing some hay stand, alfalfa, and also getting some beds prepped so we can put vegetables out.
Yep.
So I think yes and yes. I do both, and I work with Tillmore during the day, and then I work with Tillmore in the evening on the farm.
That's very cool. Tillmore.com, by the way, is the farm or the website for the company, Tillmore, T-I-L-M-O-R.com. So let's go over, just for the heck of it, what you produce, the implements that are being sold that you've had success with yourself. And it's easy. I asked you earlier about government involvement. Can you just change things as you go along? Have you applied for patents for all of your things so that somebody doesn't come along to try to knock off what you've been successful developing?
You asked kind of two questions there.
Yes, I did.
So I think just in terms of general government involvement, we, our directive is we always work to just do the right thing. And so whether it be on the farm, you know, that's one reason why we went certified organic back in 2006 was we felt that was the right thing to do. When we're building equipment, we also work to do what's right. And so, yes, there are regulation that we are aware of and have very much know about. But we also work to do not because of, but because we want to do what's right and what's safe for individuals.
Well, I think that's really what has brought us around to the conversation. As we started the conversation a half hour or so ago, it was a focus on things that have happened on equipment that's older. I grew up driving a Cub Ferguson 20s and 30s and smaller farmalls and then bigger farmalls, but the equipment today is much bigger. But if you have that that initial training, maybe you understand it. I just think a lot of people are kind of clueless because they're fascinated by farming. They're fascinated by, they want to be on the farm and live that lifestyle, but they don't have the experience. And I think it shows up in circumstances like this. So I was asking you, you were talking about the, you know, the implements themselves. What's in terms of easiest to use, the attraction is that you're making something for a specific industry. What do you find the easiest things that you produce? I've just gone on to your website to see what's there, what kind of, because I actually wasn't, I'm a dairy guy, so I'm not involved in produce, although I have, when I've grown a lot of corn, used some smaller tractors and cultivators, because I don't use, I'm not certified organic, but I don't use any chemicals, I don't do anything, I do the natural way. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes things like weeds become a real problem. I'm looking on your webpage, there's an older international, it looks like a 145, mm-hmm. with something under it that looks like some newfangled kind of tiller. Or cultivator, yeah. Am I right?
That's called a basket weeder.
Uh-huh.
And that's designed for between-row cultivation. And I think, kind of to maybe get at your question here, what are some of the things we, as a newer brand, we start out with a few specific tools, and those are the cultivation tools, whether it be finger weeders or basket weeders, which are good for kind of that mechanical weed control.
Right.
And as we continue to add new products monthly and yearly, our tractor will be coming out in 2019. We're trying to build on to, you know, you can't do everything at once, but trying to do manageable bites one day at a time.
So I'm looking at a picture of this tractor you're developing. It looks like it looks sort of like the next generation Alice Chalmers G. Do you remember those? Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, we have one.
You do? Okay. Yes. So did you take that and make it better with this, the design? This is a cultivating tractor. The Jeep, for those who don't know, is a long, sort of stretched out, weird looking
mm-hmm.
thing. And yours looks like it's a little higher and might be better for the operator so you can see things. I think that's the problem I've always had with the Jeep. You can't really see what you're doing.
Yeah, so what we did was about 5 years ago, we spent time visiting with a lot of other vegetable growers and asking the question, what would be the ideal tractor for growing vegetables on your farm? And the G obviously came back as an ideal tractor, but there were a lot of things that were needed to be adjusted, changed, added, and we spent time listening to what those things were that people were looking for. And whether it be more clearance, more room under the belly, easier way to put tools on and off under the belly, greater operator accessibility, lights, you know, just the safety, the roll bar, the seat belt, all of those things were things that were brought up and talked about, which we incorporated and are incorporating into the Tillmore tractor.
So this is really fascinating. It was a great, in a way, you ought to be congratulated, you and your family, because this is a great American story. It's ingenuity. It's finding a way to fix a problem. This is something that isn't around. Small farmers do have a problem with specialized equipment. Now that I'm thinking about it, I kept, even though I'm not growing a lot of corn for the cows anymore, I'm not sure whether it may have been one of your products or not, but it's a basket, it's a sort of a larger basket cultivator. But it was very, I had never seen one like it before, and I bought it as soon as I saw it at an auction because I could see how it would do what I wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you have done here. Do you do any stuff? Is it all for produce, or is it some of it for dairy where it could be used, as I've suggested tangentially here, on row crop corn, other things that need cultivation?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously our scope and our vision is to stay focused on the smaller growers. However, mm-hmm. some of our tools, as you mentioned, could be added on to larger systems. So we have working with a larger vegetable grower that is wanting to do 12 rows of vegetables at one time and needs finger weeders. So we're working with that grower, you know, one pass 12 rows of vegetables. That's a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
So we're working with our focus is on the smaller grower. We don't want to lose that focus because I think a lot of manufacturers have lost that focus.
Yeah,
and,
I think you're right.
And so we want to stay focused on that. But we also realize that there are needs on other of the organic markets as well. So we're reaching out there as well.
One of the real things, I don't want to get too into the weeds here, one of the real difficulties with companies like yours is that you can produce a product, but then support and backup and replacement parts and things like that when something breaks. I have found in the past that it's very difficult if you're not able to just go to a dealer. Now, of course, a lot of things you can order online. Is that helping you, the modern technology, being able to order and replace online?
Yes. So I think that's a great question, Doug, because that is a big concern that people have is with a new company per se is
mm-hmm.
will I have the support long term? And I think with over our 40 years of manufacturing experience and supporting product over those years and doing it well, I think we have the track record to be able to say that yes, we will do this and do it well. So currently, we have an online e-commerce site which will support products, both with purchased new products, but also parts as well. And we really work hard at the customer experience and the customer interface as well. And so we are designing the website from ground up ourselves. And in that, we're trying to develop structures and features into the website that will help other growers be able to quickly access parts. So you could click on a parts drop-down of your thing that you bought, whether it be the tractor or the basket weeder. And in the parts lookup, you could simply just click on it and purchase that bearing or whatever it is.
So that's very important. It's interesting you say that. Yesterday, we were redoing the front end of a forage wagon, and in order to make sure that it's going to not fall apart on us on the road, we took the front wheels apart so that we could service the bearings, grease them or whatever, and the bearings are all worn out. Do you think I could find bearings for that thing? My God, it was a nightmare of finding them because they don't make this wagon anymore. So, you know, that kind of stuff is really going to be helpful. I'm interested in how the ag trades have affected you. We'll talk about that in a moment. Conversation with Liddell Steiner, helping you if you're a small farmer and you're looking for tillage equipment, things that will help you if you're planting, cultivating, that sort of thing. It's tillmore.com, T-I-L-M-O-R.com. That's where you go. Here's something that is straight from the farm, but a different kind of farm. Life Change Tea. This is a game changer for me and for you. I started drinking Life Change Tea a couple of months ago, and it really has changed how everything, and I mean everything in my system, in my body, works. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'd be very happy with Life Change Tea. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Food for thought, Doug Steffen, with a couple of minutes on considering whether to wash or not to wash the food that you buy in the grocery store, the raw meat, before you cook it. Is that necessary? We all know about people's sensitivity to anything raw these days, mostly because the food that we're getting is so full of pesticides and so covered with spray and all kinds of things. We want to make sure that it is clean, whether it's fruits, vegetables, meat, etc., etc., etc. So I'm looking at a column that concerns the retail trend to market beef, pork, and poultry that can go right from the package into the pan without anybody having to endure human contact. Yeah. Let's see here. The chain Sainsbury's, I think is how it's pronounced in England, they own a lot of supermarkets here in America as well, have this new packaging to help squeamish millennials who are afraid to touch raw meat before they cook. It sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? It's a phobia that apparently is now a thing because it was recently the topic of discussion on a talk show called The Social, which airs in the afternoon and loosely patterned after The View. The moderator and a bunch of celebrity panelists opine with more conviction than credibility, and they've been yammering about the straight-to-the-stove packages that prevent sensitive millennials from having to touch raw food. What do you think? Is this a good idea or not? I think it's craziness, but it is something. I don't think that you should skip the wash cycle. My advice is you wash and then you cook and then you eat. Never eat anything raw. That's Doug Steffen's point of view. All right, now at 47 after the hour, Liddell Steiner is here. We're talking about his company, Tillmo. You know, I was on a farm this week. I went to pick up a bale grabber from a fellow who didn't need it anymore in upstate New York. And it was a farm. It sort of took me back because I'd forgotten. I haven't been on an Amish farm for a long time. And a lot of the people who are doing the best farming in your part of the country and in New York especially have a religious tradition that keeps them away from a lot of the kinds of things that we're talking about here. This fellow, yeah, we needed to load the bale grabber on my truck, and he had to go borrow a tractor because he only had one piece of equipment. That's, other than that, it's all horses and buggies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder, can you develop equipment to be used, because there are still a lot of farmers that are using horses and animals.
Yeah. And I think that's important to note, Doug, that first off, we are not going to be a solution for everybody. We are working at providing a niche and a unique opportunity for those that may be struggling. But even in our area, we have a lot of Amish and people that use horses.
Yeah.
And there are equipment manufacturers that are developing tools for that community specifically.
Okay. All right. So then you've done
one
of
our.
Yeah.
And one of our goals is to add tools onto our website that we may not even manufacture. So right now we're working with Pioneer, a local manufacturer of horse drawn equipment, and going to be working to add some of their tools onto our website to make those available to others so that we don't
Great.
Have to do everything.
All right. That sounds very smart. Niche marketing niche production. Very smart. Good luck. Best of luck to you and your family with the Steiner tractor and Tillmore equipment. Check out the website, tillmore.com, 10 before the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a little corn here from Doug Steffen. This is something that you may enjoy, I think, if you're a dairy farmer, you've been around cows at all. This is a little poem that I found. Kara, you're going to like this. When your day seems out of balance and so many things go wrong, when people fight around you and the day drags on so long, when parents act like children, in-laws make you think divorce, go out into your pasture and wrap your arms around your cow. He thought I was going to say horse. Her gentle breath unfolds and she watches with those eyes. She may not have a PhD, but she is oh so very wise. Her head rests on your shoulder. You embrace her so tight. She puts your world in balance and makes it all seem right. Your tears, they soon stop flowing. The tension now is eased. The garbage has been lifted and you're quiet and at peace. So when you need the balance from circumstances in your day, the best therapy you can seek is out there eating hay.
Wow, that's very romantic.
I thought it was very sweet. It really is. It kind of said that I love stuff like that, as corny as it is. Very cute stuff. And something very true. I found that in my life anyway. In a moment, we're going to work a little on agritourism, because that's a focus once we get into springtime on your farm, I'm betting. 55 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter. When GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so those of you who are trying to find your wings when it comes to agritourism and what you can do on your farm, if you're a dairy person, I don't know how this is going to set with you. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has accepted a petition from the National Milk Producers Federation and the Dairy Export Council to examine India's failure to follow through on its obligations to provide equitable access to its market for dairy beer. The Indians have come up with something called dairy beer. Could be headed to a tap near you. Farmers don't want beer associated with milk, but yet somebody is, and the Indians have introduced this, and it's all over the place. Apparently, somebody woke up one day and said, wait a minute, what's this stuff? But because we're having all these trade conversations now, the trade wars going on, there's some more openness to things like this. I don't know why. Maybe somebody will figure out what the ingredients are. So you want to open a bar on your dairy farm to sell dairy beer. That'll get people to come, right? There'll be people coming in droves. I think it's very interesting. This time of year, we are working on agritourism. And so the government has gotten involved once again. Not that this is bad, because it's good to have somebody reflecting, as long as they don't beat you over the head with it, coming up with ideas for ag producers who have agritourism as a way to increase revenue for the farm. The government says it's vital for you to know how to prevent injuries and keep visitors safe. Sure, of course, that's the case. So you're probably going to see a bunch of workshops pop up in your areas with local farmers trying to share their experiences to keep people, to keep the farmers safe from lawsuits and to keep the people who come there wanting to come back because it's a safe, good, clean place to go and fun. So just be aware of, think about how you're keeping the tourists and visitors to your farm safe and happy. Food for thought. From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.